And that's basically what it comes down to. Let's look at this and see what we come up with on page 53, because we promised we'd get you out of here by 5 o'clock. It says you are likely 1 inch, 1 step, 1 idea away from turning on to the boulevard of beauty in your life. It has often been said that that line which separates winning from losing is as fine as a razor's edge, and it really is. Somerset Maugham wrote an entire book entitled A Razor's Edge, and Daryl F. Zanuck spent $4 million producing a movie which had the same title. Both of these great people, author and movie maker alike, knew there wasn't a big difference among people. There was only a difference in the things that they accomplished. And that was the theme of the movie as well as the book. One person just about starts a project. Well, are you one that just about starts it, or are you the person that actually gets it started and completes it? One individual almost completes a task, but the other completes it. One student nearly passes the exam, the other person passes it. And although the difference in their marks may be only 1 percentage point out of 100, it is that 1 percentage point that makes all the difference in the world. Now turn the page. Now, you could spend some time reading page 54. But you see, the whole idea is not in what you read on 54, not what you read in Born Rich, not what you listen to from the tape in Born Rich. The difference is whether or not you are prepared to write out a list of actions that are razor edge activities and then make a commitment to do them. Remember yesterday I mentioned the word excellence? Excellence is that fine line. It is only a commitment to completion. That's all excellence means. It's a commitment to completion. So you see, it doesn't matter how many books you read. It doesn't matter how many seminars you go to, how many tapes you hear, how many experiences you've had. The difference is you know what you have to do. There isn't one person in here that cannot intellectually comprehend what it is they have to do and write it down as a razor's edge activity. As a razor's edge activity. Anytime that I mention this 9 o'clock idea, 9 a.m. Idea that I just want to share with you for a moment, and I look at a guy up there named Grant Sylvester. He knows it as well as anybody. But I can remember when earlier on, about 18 years ago, Bob would talk about the 9 a.m. call, in other words, about being in front of people at 9 a.m. every day. And you know, I tried that one time. And they say that trying is failure with honor. But I didn't try it. I made a commitment. It was going to work. There's a big difference. And you know, I couldn't begin to tell you some of the rewards that I've enjoyed from that razor's edge activity just by getting started maybe an hour early. Do you know that if you start something an hour early or if you work an hour later, do you know that's 9 40-hour weeks that you enjoy each additional year? Just one more hour is a razor's edge activity that'll give you 9 40-hour weeks of productivity in your life, no matter what area of your life you're talking about. When are you going to do something about it? When are you going to sit down, take this page, page 55, and actually list some things that you are definitely going to do, which are relatively simple things, and again, they're not easy. Anybody that ever tells us something is easy, they say that because they don't do it. There isn't anything that's easy. You know, it's interesting how last night, you look on the dugout, and they're talking about, where is Kurt Gibson? Obviously, he's not dressed tonight. A number of years ago in Michigan, Kurt Gibson was having problems hitting left-handed pitchers because he's a left-handed hitter. And he was having such a hard time that he actually went and he took a course on visualization because it was affecting how he hit right-handed pitchers. Let me tell you what happened. Not only did he start hammering right-handed and left-handed pitchers, but last night what you experienced was a man who made a decision and who made a commitment to completion. He came out there in 2 gimpy legs in pain. He had a hard time running around the bases. But did you notice that in pain he was in joy? Did you notice in pain he was in happiness? Did you notice in pain he was in victory? Did you notice in pain that he was a winner? He knows the difference as far as the razor's edge is concerned. I don't know if he knows how to verbalize it, but I can tell you this. He knows how to